I'm going to skip one siman. I'm just not comfortable to go through that. It's chapter 73. This is for one who is sleeping together with his wife and his children, how he should conduct with the Kriya Shema, but I'm not going to study that. Anybody wants to look that over, they can look at chapter 73. I'm going to go to chapter 74. Ayin Dalet, chapter 74. And in this chapter, we're going to learn that one must be covered. You're not allowed to say a bracha, you're not allowed to say a blessing when you can see, when you're not covered, you know, when your nakedness is not covered, you're not, we'll see in a minute exactly what are we talking about. There are seven subsections to this. Aleph, section number one, subsection number one. Kosuv b'Torah, the Torah writes as follows, v'shapto v'chisiso v'chulu, that when you need to relieve yourself, so they didn't have toilets or anything of that sort, so the Torah says, so that when you sit, you shall cover yourself, etc. And then the Torah says further, you must cover up the what comes out, you must cover it up. And the verse says, Ki Hashem Elokechem Mishalach Bekerev Machanecha, because God, your God, walks with you in your camp. V'hoyo Machanecha Kodesh, and your camp must be holy. And further it says, V'loy Yireh B'cho Ervas Dover, there shall not be seen by you any matter which is considered to be a nakedness, an erva, as we will define this later on. Mikan lomdu chachamim. So this is the source where our sages have learned shebechol mokim shavaye elikenu mishalachimonu, that in any place where God, our God, goes with us. Now that's talking about, you know, while they were traveling in the desert and they had the Mishkan, they had the tabernacle going with them. That was considered to be God was going along with them. But our sages tell us that every place that God, our God, is going with us, which means, what is it? The Hainu, that would be Kshon Oiskim B'Kriya Shema U'Bitfilo U'Bidivri Torah. That is when we're occupied with reading the Shema, that God is with us, because we are actually speaking at the time to God. Or when we're praying, b'tefillah, because we're praying to God, that means that God is in our presence. Oy b'divrei Torah, even if you are studying the words of Torah, that means that God is there at that time. Tzorich liyis hamachne kodesh, the camp must be holy. What would make a camp unholy? Sheloi tehei tzoye megulashom, there shall not be visible or revealed, open excrement should not be over there. V'shelo yireh Hashem bonu ervas dover, and Hashem should not see by us any matter of an erva. What is exactly an erva? Again, we will see. That's a nakedness. That's a place that should be covered. The Hainu. What does it mean? What does it mean God shouldn't see? I mean, God sees from close or unclosed. I mean, this doesn't, it says like this. Shele yehei davar erva keneged panav shel adam. The person's face should not be facing a matter which is considered an erva. Hakoide hay mispalel kim lo enof. The one who's reading the Shema or davening, to the distance of his eye, I mean as far as he can see, should not have in the front of his face an erva. Mipnei sheikir machaneu shel odom hu keneged ponov. The main camp of the person, it says your camp should be holy. Your camp, I mean, when God is in the presence, that means when you're doing the Shema. But what does it mean, your camp? What area is considered your camp? That's considered the part that faces the person's face. So while you are davening or saying the Shema, you cannot face any erva. V'tzorich sheyiyeh machane zeh kodesh. That camp has to be holy. Sheloi yireh boi Hashem ervas dover. So that God should not see no nakedness over there. I'm translating it as nakedness. I don't know the correct English word for erva. But we'll see what is defined over there. V'isur ze hu min ha-Torah. This prohibition is a Torah command. So that's basically because, as we learned, this comes from the pasuk. The pasuk says, the verse states that you must have covered, if you have relieved yourself, you must cover it. And also it says you cannot see any ervas dover.
Rabbi,
yes.
I'm thinking about when we cover our eyes for the Shema.
That's something else. When we cover the eyes, that's for kavana. That's so that you have the right kavana, so you don't have any distractions.
Yes.
Over here, we're specifically talking not about distractions. We're just talking about it's not allowed to be. You're not allowed to have in your camp, within your eyesight, you're not allowed to have any of these things over there, irrespective if it's disturbing you or not. But you're not allowed to have them. You're not allowed to have that. The question is, if one doesn't see, if they close their eyes, we'll see what happens. Now, v'chachamim hisifu shehamekoyim asher Hashem shoichem b'hem b'kirbeinu, that the chachamim added that those places in which God rests in them, in ourself, where does God rest within the human body? Before, we're talking about the camp, right? And we say the camp is when we do Shema, but where does God rest within the person? So, Shemiroshe v'libay, that's in the head and the heart of the man. That is where God rests, in your heart and in your head. So, Odno HaKoyrem HaMispalo. So, that also, Tzorich Gamkin Shelo Yiroyim Es HaErva. They too shall not see the erva. The Hainu Shelo Yiye Im ha'erva tachas michsa echod b'li hefsek v'chatzitza b'neim. He says, this is the reason now why we put on a gartel. You see that the Hasidim put on the gartel before they daven? That's for this reason. Now, if a person should wear, as we're saying over here, if a person should just, not have underwear on, just wear, let's say a long overcoat, a long shirt, covering himself. So that would mean that his private parts and his heart are under the same cover. That wouldn't be quality. You can't do it. That's what we're talking about now, that you should have a chatzitza. There needs to be an interruption in between. So the reason other people are not careful with it is because they say they have underwear or they have a belt, they have pants, or whatever it is, so there anyways, there is a separation over there. But to be sure, that's why the Hasidim put on a gartel, because that is more a clear separation between the top and the bottom. So he says, Afal pi, sheminatoyre ein bazeh mishum v'lo yiro b'cho. He says, the Torah, this is from the sages, this is not from the biblical, because as far as the Torah from the biblical point of view perspective, that would not be, you would not be violating you shall not see, because when the verse says, v'lo yirah b'cha, you should not see, that means other people should not see by you. So as long as you're covered technically, and the other people can see, then you're fulfilling the Torah requirement. But the sages added to that requirement, and they said, it's not enough that others can't see, but your own heart and your own head can't see. And therefore, if your heart is under the same cover with your private parts, then that would be constitute seeing. And therefore, that's no good either. Lefikach. And therefore, he says like this, Im hoya yoshan arum, let's say he's sleeping without clothes, umiskase bitalisei, and he's covering himself up with a blanket or with a garment. He's covering himself up. He's totally covered. So even if you stick your head outside of the blanket, let's say your head is outside, so that it's not going to be with your erva under one cover. It's going to be separate. Your head is outside now. You still should not read. You cannot read yet, because you have to add sheyachutz bitalisei al libay, till you make an interruption with your garment of your heart. There has to be an interruption between your heart and the erva. La'avsig min libo la'erva, to interrupt between his heart and the erva. She'liboy roye es ha'erva osur, because if your heart sees your erva, that is prohibited. V'hu haddin im liboy roye es ervas chaveri. Same thing would be true if your heart would see somebody else's erva. Dahainu shehein hefsig bein libo la'ervas chaveri. If there is no interruption between your heart to the erva of your friend. As for example, kigon sheshneim sheikhim arumim umiskasim betalis echad. Let's say if they're both lying undressed and they're covered with one garment, but they're distant, they're not touching each other. Shein besorim negeya ela shepneim ze keneged ze, but they're facing each other still. That is not allowed.
If you're going to say the Shema.
Now, yeah, okay. So, but also we have to see all these scenarios are not that common today. You know, today we have pajamas, we have other guys, but people didn't have that much clothing in the olden days. They had like one pair of clothing. That's all they can afford. And when they went to sleep, what?
It was hot.
And when they went to sleep, yeah, and there's no air conditioning. So, these were real life, you know. Actually, in the Talmud, it tells us about the great rabbi of Shimon bar Yochai, when they hid for 13 years, 12 years and 13 years in a cave, only for the prayers they would put on their garments, but when they would study, they'd covered themselves up, actually, with sand. And that would interrupt between their erva and their heart, and then they would study like that. You know, I mean, that's another issue about technically whether you can be uncovered, but as far as we learned right now, I mean, if you put the blanket, you know, from your waist, you know, above your waist, okay, to cover, and then you stick your head and your heart out, then you're okay, because there's an interruption. We don't want your heart to be together with your erva, but that's what we don't want, even if you stick out your head. So your head and your heart need to be out of that. And yours or your friends and... okay, we'll learn more details. But what's interesting over here is that also to know that some of these halachas are actually biblical halachas. They come from the Torah. This is not just from the sages. Not to make it any easier for the sages, but people don't realize that it's all based on the verses. Then it's right in the Torah over there. Not to say these blessings. So that's considered God going in your camp. All right.